My name is Kevin Nephew. I'm a member of the Seneca Nation of Indians and a member of the Wolf Clan.
What other events and associations, itinerary, what else is going on in getting the message out and getting people to know about this and understand it better?
We've been partnering with Russell Sage with a lot of the events, but on June 15th, we have a fundraiser at the Mohawk community near Fonda, New York, with Tom Porter. It's $25 a play, I mean, but it's an all-day event that really is going to focus on Iroquois spirituality. So that'll be an all-day event on the 15th of June. And then we have the big event itself on July 27th, where we have a festival for the two-row renewal itself. And that's the kickoff event. That's on July 27th. But the actual rowing from Albany to New York City will occur on the 28th. That's actually the day they'll take off down the river.
Then on the 27th, where is that?
The event on the 27th will be at the campus of Russell Sage College in Troy, New York. What we anticipate is it's going to start about 10 o'clock in the morning. We're going to have numerous native speakers with a real emphasis on the two-row and the ideas of the two-row, of sharing and of ensuring a sustainable future for everyone. But through that day, we're anticipated to have Haudenosaunee dancers, artisans, food, speakers, music, starting about 10 in the morning until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. This should be very exciting. We're hoping it's free to the public. And the biggest thing, really, is to get the message out to everyone about the two-row and what it represents.
How is the connection maintained from 400 years ago from the people who lived then to the people who live now, like yourself?
Sure. I think that's actually one of the things that brought me into this. I grew up, actually, on the Cattaraugus territory of the Seneca Nation of Indians, about five hours west of here. So part of the Iroquois Confederacy. But I've been here locally for 20 years. About a year ago, I had heard about the two-row wampum. And it really helped me reconnect. But being away, as well as being growing up on the reservation, so I grew up there until the early 90s, it gave me a very good perspective of, wow, I really need to reconnect. And it's not just about reconnecting with something that's 400 years. I think what people forget is sometimes they see a piece of history and their mind goes back to that's what it was. One of the greatest things about cultures is they're ever changing. And so in this instance, it really is, where's that two-row and how does it apply in today's society? And really, there's so much to learn about really respect and sharing. And, you know, without a doubt, underlying that, when you see the two canoes going down a river and not crossing each other's paths, but having respect towards each other's cultures, beliefs, and understandings, I think that can be really spread that whole message across the world. And it's just something I think we kind of fall apart with the busyness of the world and everything going on in that 9-to-5 day that we come back to it. And the third message really is about a sustainable future. And I don't think there's anybody in the world that doesn't feel the concern about ensuring there's a sustainable future for everyone. And so that was, I have children, they're 20, 22, and 23. And it's just that age that really kind of got me back to thinking is, this is really critical to ensuring a future, just not for my children, but, you know, for the next generation. It really links to that. We should always have a vision towards the future generations.